Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the Johnny Vaughan 4 till 7 thing podcast. This week, we've got all my holiday news. Hooray!
Hooray!
Including competitive fireworks, boating, and over tanning. We've got the best of Little Size legendary pub tour. A very short piece, actually, that is, because there weren't many good bits.
Yeah.
And the sexy truth about emoji users. Enjoy this.
Radio X.
Yeah, but that's because I've got skin that tans easily and quickly, Gav.
Well, you're...
Are we on air?
You're that kind of guy.
Hi there. Back here. Thank you so much, A39936, for your text welcoming back. I just want to say that the bosses do have a look at those, just to see the sort of level of welcome backness. So,
yeah.
A39936.
Keep them coming.
83936. Let's just have one. One would be nice.
Yeah, please.
One would be nice. Hey, I'm here all week. Trying to veal. 83936, please. Welcome back to all the 4 till 7 thang gang. Suntz, how have you been?
Very well, thank you.
What have you been up to?
Stuff.
Oh, really, that bad, huh?
Using
wow,
stuff.
Wow, if you can't even stuff. Talk about it, that's great. Woodman.
Yes, I went to Mallorca, yeah. Had a lovely holiday.
Was it really good? Very hot, though.
Really hot.
With an no breeze.
There was one day there were a very strong breeze, but it were a hot breeze.
Was it hot? Do you know?
It was of no use whatsoever.
There
were
a breeze 2 days ago, and in the end I got our Kenny just to breathe cigarettes over me.
Oh,
just
I
to
love
blow,
Kenny.
Just to blow cigarettes.
He's got very big lungs.
I just ended up face down in my room just with the aircon on because there was no breeze on Los Cristianos.
Eating a big bag of Lay's.
We spoke to a couple from Leeds, actually, and they'd been on... Playa Las Americas.
Oh, yeah.
And they said there were no breeze at all. They just stayed in the room for the whole 2 weeks.
The whole 2 weeks?
Yeah, except when they left the room briefly to get food poisoning.
A full English breakfast.
Don't go there.
No.
We spoke to a couple who've got some friends from York, and they met a couple from Sheffield, and they reckon a friend of theirs, one of their neighbours, got food poisoning there 2 years ago, so don't go to that restaurant.
And no breeze.
Cut to empty restaurant. I went to Corfu, started off in Corfu, which is brilliant. Went to my favourite old hotel because BA lost my luggage.
Oh,
it
no.
Lost my
on
luggage.
The way out
lost
there.
My luggage, yeah.
Wow.
So that meant, but luckily it's a hotel quite near the airport, which I love.
Yeah.
Because I don't love hotels near airports. That would make me sleazy and weird. Anyway, so I went to the Corfu Palace. Do you know that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's so old school, man. It's just so. Boy, do they do a club sandwich in a Bloody Mary.
Do they?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's like one of the first hotels in Corfu.
With casino. No, it's very
it's
good.
A casino
it's very
in the
good.
Casino.
No, it's casino. So I look at the casino. That's how the guy pronounced it. Do you want to come into a casino? I said, no, not the pool. I just arrived in Corfu, spent all day in that subterranean slot world.
12 hours later.
It's just slots.
Hit me.
Caught hit me. Sod the yacht.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I went boating, which is really nice. So I sailed really well. That's why I'm so tanned. You get out on the water.
Yeah.
And then I went to Barcelona, which is fantastic. Drove from Barcelona to a place called Huesca, where there's a one-week ferry run, which is, I would recommend to anyone. It's a tiny little town, absolutely brilliant. And
I drove.
It's fantastic.
You were going to train.
No, I know, but it's just such a good drive. It's beautiful the way the world changes as you go from Barcelona up to San Sebastian, where I ended.
Right. Oh, so what was that like?
Well, you know why I go to San Sebastian?
Why?
Well, I go this time every year because it's the World Firework Championships. I don't know if you know that.
The what? Sorry?
The World Firework Championships.
That's a thing.
Yes.
Wow.
So if you go to San Sebastian for this week, every year, every single night, the whole... And it's like a really old school... Imagine an English seaside town, yeah?
Yeah.
That they hadn't let go to seed. I know, hard to imagine, right?
Go on.
But imagine they kept up that pristine Victorian promise.
Yes.
Right.
That kind of... It's not Victorian, obviously, it's a different style. It's Basque region and everything. But it sort of reminds you of that.
Okay.
It's a very old school. It's in the green belt of sort of Spain, that very green bit up.
Kept
it's like,
all nice.
Yeah, get towards France. But right round the bay, they've got all the fireworks. They set them all up during the day. The world's biggest firework companies.
Yeah.
My God, man. I mean, I'm not...
Is it different gravy?
Well, I didn't know. It's how you can make something that just blows up.
Yeah.
Sort of sentient. You think, well, how can it release something else later?
Yes.
It's a different shape. How can it put out alternate red, green and ding? How does it know?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you just light something, but it can't think. It's got no...
No, it hasn't. Or maybe it has.
No, literally, I thought any second we're going to get like
maybe an... Maybe it's got AI.
I don't know, Gav, but I thought any second I was going to get like an animated, like Toy Story just coming out of it. Just animated in the sky. Just like actually
that's
story.
That's what we do
with
here.
With characters. It was just insane. They got one firework, okay? Get this. It does the solar system. It explodes and it stays in the air.
So with orbit?
Yes. See, no, it can't quite do that, Gav. Don't.
They'll do it next year.
No, but it hangs in the sky. Right. So you get this light just hanging there. It's like the sun and then the earth and things. You get to see the proportions of it.
Whoa.
And it grows. It's like the creation of our solar system.
Wow.
It was insane.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, really good. And amazing food. I can't recommend San Sebastian enough. I think it's quite the best town in Europe, hands down. And thank you to everyone who saw I was there on my Instagram and recommended the best restaurants.
Aww.
It was just like, I didn't need to really go. No, I just worked my way through their list. So thank you very much on Johnny_Vaughan66.
This is Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
You know, for a long time now, I've been against those passport machines that you get the
Yes.
Airport. Because humans are still faster. Definitely. You look at how many people just fart around there.
Yeah.
Sort of going like that. It goes, sorry, assistance needed.
Mm.
So I'll come back from holiday and you can see I've gained a lot.
Of course, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Oh, for
sure.
God's sake.
A lot of protein.
No, normally, admittedly, yeah. I use a lot of fake tan for shows and things when I'm doing a proper muscle show.
Sure.
And I'm at the muscle gallery prize thing.
Sure.
And, but look, if you look at the gains, okay, just look at my chest now, Sunta.
Oh, crap.
What?
There's nothing
wrong with that. Okay, Gab, but just look at... I'm not asking... ignore the striations, yeah? Ignore the deltoid cap.
Oh, my God.
Sons, I'm just saying, just...
my eyes! Sons,
for God's sake, you can look at me objectively. Look, okay, so look at that body now, right?
Right.
Sure.
Now, look how tanned that is, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Now, I arrived back... This is a absolute true story.
It's like a horse show in here.
Utterly ridiculous.
What, sons?
The quivering, shiny muscles. It's weird.
Yeah, you like a bit of that. They look like...
Whoa.
Look, guys. Whee,
wow, you nearly took Joe's eye out.
I know, yeah. Anyway, sons, I'm going back through, and I don't like those passport machines anyway, except something extraordinary happened. And I wonder how good they or effective they are. So because I'm a show level of tan,
yeah,
I'm like David Dickinson of radio.
Yeah, yeah. You are.
Yeah. I went to the passport thing, and it shunned me. Yeah. Now, normally I have had problems with that because I've been taking human growth hormone.
Right.
So my jaw is...
I've had to
have my teeth wired up again.
Okay.
Because the jaw's got too big for the teeth. So it often happens to athletes.
Yes.
And so that's caused problems in the past because it doesn't recognize it. So this is not the same guy. This time I stopped there. And this is absolutely true. This bit.
This
yeah.
bit.
No, it's all... Shut up.
I wondered where you were going to make that distinction.
No. But there is no distinction, particularly since with me. it's all true. Anyway, it won't work. And I'm thinking, well, I am now doing everything right.
Yeah. So you stood at the gate, you've got your passport on the thing, you're looking into the camera, you're waiting for it to go green, you're going to walk through.
You've been watching me again, haven't you?
None of that happens.
You've been watching me, haven't you? I knew it.
Anyway, sort of loves CCTV.
She just loves it. And the newsroom here is quite powerful, so I can see her doing that for laughs. Anyway... But recently, when I've been to Spain and Italy, doing triathlons and things, because I use that passport so much going into those machines, it's been crumpling a bit.
Right.
So that's caused it. Luckily, in Italy and Spain, they have a side entry mechanism, and in Greece as well. You don't just put it in straight like that. Mm. You go in from the side and do it.
Right.
It's got like a little, like an aperture.
Uh-huh.
So to stop it crumpling so much, I'm thinking, it's crumpled again, so I'll keep getting it straightened out. Turns out it's not that. And so it says, you're going to require assistance. So I say, can I have some assistance, please?
Yeah.
So the woman comes over, which I'm used to saying.
Yes.
You know, because that's a thing we shout at the gym quite a lot if you get started there.
Assistance. Yeah, yeah.
And one of the lads will pile in.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's been very helpful, said, right, move to another machine.
Right.
So I moved to another machine.
Because
obviously, following the logic, if it didn't work in that one, it'll move. And there's an identical machine next door.
Yeah.
For some reason, it will work in another machine. You know why? Because computers don't work.
Blame the machine. Yeah.
So I've got the other machine. Doesn't work again.
Right.
So she says, you're going to have to go to the passport thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I go to the passport thing. I have a nice chat with the lady.
Because
I'm, I like a chat.
Yeah.
And I say, what's the problem then? She goes, no, it's fine. She goes, she said, what's the problem? She goes, she's looked at the problem. The problem is, I had tanned so much. Yeah. I've got such a tan that doesn't reconcile with my ethnic profile.
Wow.
That's in my passport.
It created a glitch in the system.
They couldn't believe.
Wow.
I can't tell you.
You are quite tanned.
The end of that is true.
Yes. That bit.
Yeah. No, all of it is. So don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Sure.
Don't you forget it. Sure. Conversation.
Radio X. X. Radio X.
People who make prolific use of emojis in texts have more sex because they are better at communicating desire. They have more nookie.
Hmm.
No, I tell you why. It's not to do with them being better at communicating. Oh, well, hang on. I'll tell you a bit more before I start. Before I start really launching.
Before you really pull it down.
Researchers at the Kinsey Institute. Because, the Kinsey Institute sounds like one of those places they reference on, like, ancient aliens. One man who thinks so is Professor Robert. It's Professor Robert.
Of the Kinsey Institute.
It's Professor Robert Dawlish from the Kinsey Institute.
There are signs clearly etched in the rock of
rituals.
Something that would distinctly resemble a flying machine. Clearly, the Egyptians had experienced some form of astral flight.
You're thinking, no!
Not clearly.
That's not clear. One man who thinks so is from the Kinsey Institute. Thinking where?
Expert speculator.
yeah, exactly right. No, UFO expert. Considering there's no proof of any at all.
Or
it's
any
hard
facts.
I can be, I'm an expert in what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good question. Actually, memoed yourself. What? Anyway, researchers at the Kinsey Institute found that about 30% of participants in a survey of 5,300 American singles used emojis regularly with people they were dating. Most claim they did so because the symbols allowed for better self-expression than text with words. I tell you why, because they're obviously just more nebulous. It's just more about nuance.
It's all open to interpretation.
Yes, exactly right.
You could also say people who were more illiterate.
Yes. Yeah, yes. But that was my theory I was going to go with first. It's just sort of say, how do you spell...
I just used the pictures.
How do you spell... do you spell bondage with a... Yeah, right. It's like garage. Oh, anyway.
What emoji do you use the most then?
Me? Mm. I tend to use I really like the crying clown. I don't know.
Staring eye, the staring eyeballs.
Oh.
Yeah, there isn't one. I just like just the eyeballs or just zzz.
Yeah.
Right.
I do that after it. No, I don't. What's your most used emoji?
Crying, laughing.
I think I use that the most. Gav?
Always the eyeballs.
Just eyeballs?
Just live for those things.
Okay. I started sending people that pending face. The one looking up.
Oh, that's eye roll.
I don't know what those ones
are.
That's
an eye roll.
The one that's just looking up.
Yeah, eye roll.
That's an eye roll.
So I'll keep repeating what I'm doing. You just keep telling me what it is.
Eye roll.
I thought.
Eye roll.
Oh, I thought, because the eyes don't move, I thought, I didn't know that was that.
Right.
Oh, right, I'll change it.
That's confused a lot of people.
It must have done. No, I thought that was, well, I thought that's looking up. Like, I'm thinking about it.
No.
No, it's just. No.
Well, this is very nuanced. But I think, you know the hieroglyphs?
Mm. Yeah.
The reason for years, till they found the Rosetta Stone, they couldn't I don't think they're properly translated. I think those would look like Egyptian emojis. When you look at those, they're exactly the same thing as they had. They don't actually mean any words at all in that way.
It's just an idea.
Yeah, those symbols were familiar with them and they just looked at it and you were able to sort of say, oh, that's
the
quite
feeling.
Funny.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
Yeah, because they can't literally mean cat, dog,
no,
cat.
No, they can't mean
cat,
that.
Cat, cat with man's legs, cat,
pharaoh
cat,
left
cat.
Leg, pharaoh left leg. Yeah,
leg, pharaoh, men, women, cat, woman, cat. It doesn't mean that.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
You may have noticed there is something different about the show. There's a nice atmosphere in the studio. Everyone's relaxed. People are smiling at each other. Birds are singing.
Yeah.
Everything's right with the world. And it just feels great. It really does. And that's because the man with no social skills, radio's Mr. Zero. The sidekick with...
That you love to kick.
The sidekick you love to kick. Little Si isn't here, guys. That's why. There, I'll send it. We've sent him on this.
Little Si's legendary pub tour.
Radio X.
Big Si's put a note to me. He added the legendary bit.
Okay.
Sunter laughs dryly, which I love. Isn't that brilliant? Wait, that dry laugh.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Every day this week, Little Si will visit a pub somewhere in Britain. I know, hang on a second. Shouldn't we do this the other way around?
Yeah, he should be in this room.
He should be in here, and we should be out on the road.
Just checking out. I always want
just check out. I always want to see Sunter doing the news while actually sort of behind the jumps. Just going.
Travel chaos today
in Lebanon today. 380, please.
That's serving.
Yes,
I'll bring that over to your table.
I'll bring it over to your table.
The Guinness isn't quite ready yet.
And in football, Chelsea boss. Hang on, salt and vinegar. We've got some cheese and onion. Every day this week, little sale, visit a pub somewhere in Britain, meet the locals, get to know the area and attempt to complete a challenge. I'm keeping this bit as long as possible so we cut down on little site airtime.
Absolutely.
We should be able to cross to him live right now. We actually have a picture feed here. We've got some kind of camera bringing the action. At the moment, he's stroking a dog. Can I say, dog, if you can hear me, move away from the man.
Oh, I love a dog.
Step away from the Simon.
Oh. Dog in a pub.
Dog in a pub.
Yeah.
Right.
New strand, write it down, dog in a pub.
Yeah. We'll
dog in a pub, dog in a pub. Boop, 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 boop. Dog in a pub, dog in a pub. Boop, boop. Dog in a pub. Little Si's in a pub. Little Si, how are you?
Hello, yes, I'm very well, thank you. I'm with Ruby here, a 2-year-old Cavapoo, who is the pub dog for the Five Bells here in Chelsfield, near Orpington, in Deepest Darkest Kent. Hello, welcome.
Why is it Deepest Darkest Kent? You're not on local TV in the 70s. No, I'm just saying you're using all these old hackney things. I'm right here, John, in Deepest Darkest Kent, and I've got to tell you, we've got a dog in a pub. Why do you think that's of any interest?
Sorry,
and also, Joe, you did as well. You did one of those sort of folksy Blue Peter openings where I was just talking all the time, he was stroking the dog, and then he actually had the nerve. He's got headphones on. Yeah. He can hear me just to go, oh, hello. I'm just stroking. You're pathetic.
I'm trying to be professional.
Well, it's not. It just comes across as someone trying to be professional. Be professional. Sorry, what are you doing in the pub?
Well, I've come to the Five Bells and come to meet Kay, the landlady. Hello, Kay.
Hello.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Can you tell us a fact about this pub?
It's Grade 2 listed.
It looks beautiful, I've got to tell you.
Thank you. It is.
It's a proper nice pub here, Johnny.
How about
they do
that?
They do jazz nights every first Thursday.
Do they? I need to know about the challenge now.
Right. Oh, the challenge. Well, because it's called a pub. Because it's called the Five Bells.
Get it together, Simon. This is shambling.
Obviously, this is a pub.
Yes, it is a pub.
And it's called the Five Bells, so they've arranged some bell ringers to come, and I've got to do some bell ringing.
Little sight. We'll see you later.
Yeah, see you in a bit.
Bye. Thank you very much indeed, landlady, as well. That was brilliant. You were good.
Thank you.
You were really good. You were really clear. And little Si wasn't, perhaps. He went in with, this is called a pub.
Yeah, exactly. You got him out of trouble.
Thanks for that, Si. You're standing behind a bar.
This is Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Gav, have you got a cougar attacking your heroic little slot today?
I do, yeah.
Okay, get ready for some cougar action.
Okay, today's hero, Johnny, is a woman called Dee Gallant.
Gallant. You're kidding me.
She's 45. I know.
You got a hero called Gallant?
What a name for a hero, yeah.
How about that? Okay, what's in her name?
She's Canadian, and her husky Murphy were out hiking.
Hey, I'm out hiking with my husky Murphy, eh?
Outside a place called Duncan in British Columbia. On July 23rd this year. She noticed a cougar watching them. And at first thought, oh, that's cool. I get to see a cougar in the wild.
I mean, she's not book smart, eh?
No. But
oh, sorry. Do you know?
No. You don't know what you're talking about.
Just do the no again.
No.
Very, very, very good, Woodman.
So after about 5 minutes, she noticed that it wasn't just there, but it was actually stalking them. Stalking her and her husky.
What's that about?
Her husky called Murphy. She tried shooing it away by saying, bad kitty.
Bad kitty, eh?
Get out of here.
Get out of here. I don't want you about.
But the cat started approaching her. After being shouted at, the cougar stopped.
No.
After she shouted, bad kitty, and get out of here, it stopped.
No.
But it stayed still and did not retreat.
Okay.
So she pulled her phone out.
Yeah.
And she thought, what have I got on my phone that will scare this cat
like a
away?
Knife app?
Well, no, she played a tune. And I've got that tune here.
She chose...
Don't tell me. Don't me. If you're going to play, if you leave...
No.
Okay, fair
enough. No, she picked the noisiest, loudest thing she could think of, which is a song called Don't Tread On Me by Metallica.
I know it well.
Of course you do. I mean, you lift weights to that, I know. And
I used to pose down to it in front of us. A funny story attached. I'm not going to tell you about it now. But it's in my monster truck. It's always on the CD.
Yeah, right by your rifle on the back seat.
Yeah,
there,
exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have a rifle.
Anyway, so the cat ran away instantly. The cougar ran away when the Metallica was played
at
it.
So cougars don't like Metallica?
They really don't. And
we've learned today, Joe.
She kept the song on loop for the rest of the walk, and it worked, obviously. She didn't get attacked by anyone. James Hetfield sent her a devil horn selfie photo and phoned her to thank her. But what bands would work with different animals, I thought? What are you going to use for a bear? Big Si reckons bears hate Coldplay, but we don't know yet.
Face it, Gav, everybody does.
D. Gallant.
Anyone who runs anything with a brain is going to run from Coldplay.
Radio X.
Seagulls, the aerial menace, continue their reign of terror. On the front page of the Star today, and they're really helping us with the whole seagull.
They really are. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got a campaign here to cull gull. Someone's got to control them.
Yeah.
But get this, furious officers. This is on the front page of the Star today. It just says they've called them psychotic airborne scumbags.
I just think that's
hilarious. Wow, man. Sunta, you write news every day. Would you resort to language like that? I mean, what?
No, that's too tabloidy for me.
It sounds like one of those really mean nicknames for a sort of Air Force wing.
Yeah. I've got to say, I think it's almost too tabloidy for the Sun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only the Star.
Yeah, well, it's like Viz. It's awesome.
It is awesome. Sunta Templeton, you've got our first seagull story today. Incidentally, Gav, what's the music in the background we're hearing here?
Yeah, this is the music from the film The Birds.
And which bit specifically is this?
This is the final assault scene.
Terrifying.
As the birds come together.
It really is chilling.
So terrifying.
And it's a good thing to have in the background. Suns.
Okay, as seagulls begin to terrorise more urban centres, there is a need for better defences. Scarborough Council has opted for building nets, but others have been more inventive. Some cafes have armed their clients with water pistols, while the garden at a Wetherspoons pub in Exeter will soon be patrolled by a bird of prey.
Now, Suns, I've got to ask you about this. You're vegan, and you know I respect that. What do you think of bird-on-bird violence? They've got a bird of prey there, preying on gulls. How does that fit in? Is that okay?
Well, it's between them, isn't it?
Is that just between them now?
Yeah, I mean, let the birds sort it out amongst themselves.
Okay, a vegan says. A vegan told the 4-7 thing.
Leave them to it.
Let the birds sort it out for themselves. I'm not going near that one, 40. No, I just wondered. Morally, it's an interesting point, though.
It's not one I've put a lot of thought to. Honestly, I think seagulls are hilarious, so I'm kind of all for them.
Okay.
I mean, when they come and grab food out of people's hands, that's funny.
As long as it's not yours.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to want mine. Mine's vegan.
Chips?
Chips.
They love chips.
They love chips, since. They
Does
love them.
Okay.
I think, yes, chips. They might want my chips.
Okay, they might want your chips. Thank you very much, Sunta. I know we have to dance around the vegan issues ever more sensitively these days, but I think we got through that.
Yeah,
Gav.
We did, yeah. Last month, Alan Amos, a Conservative councillor and the mayor of Worcester City Council, proposed a more drastic strategy. He said, we must kill the bloody things.
Sunta? Sunta, how would that...
Oh!
Route
so
one
as,
there from...
So, as a vegan...
Alan Amos.
So, Alan Amos, he's a Conservative councillor. How far is that away from... I'm just saying that's a long way from. I you know what I'm in favour of. And it's a double barreled solution.
Sorry, here we go.
Here's my seagull news. Scientists have come up with a simple defence against the menace of food snatching seagulls. Extensive tests in Cornish towns have found a chink in the bold bird's armour. They back off from snacks, apparently, if you stare them out.
What?
I don't believe that either. I'm absolutely with you. I tried to, when I was a kid, we used to have a little cottage on the seafront in Port St. Mary in the Isle of Man, because my grandmother lived there, my granddad.
Yeah.
And I remember, I told you about it before, my sister coming, because we used to have Manx kippers every morning for breakfast, because I still love them, still one of my favourite things. We used to, always my sister went out to give them the to feed the seagulls, yeah. which I think now is a bit cavalier. But then one day it turned, and she came in. She was crying. She must have been only seven.
Right.
And my mum says, "What is it? What is it?" And she just went, "They're beady eyes." And that's...
they have got beady
eyes. They've got beady eyes.
They stare at
I've tried to stare at them. You can't stare out those beady, unfeeling eyes. No, like sharks with feathers.
You need to be Begbie for yes. it to work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Madeline Gumar, a postgraduate researcher at Exeter University, ventured to Falmouth, St Ives, Newquay and other popular seaside spots armed with a sealed bag of chips and a stopwatch.
That's a great way to spend a day.
Fantastic, isn't it? I could do that really happily.
Bag of chips
in
and
fact,
a stopwatch.
Idea for next promotion. Please, could our next sponsors... We can do a seagull
we'll
challenge.
We'll just do it with Little Simon. We'll all be behind glass.
Yes. And we want Little Si with a bag of chips.
And a stopwatch.
And we can have the stopwatch.
Yes. Yeah. And he's somehow tethered into position. A bit like right. a bit like Fay Wray in King Kong when she's yes. waiting for Kong
yes.
to arrive.
And we'll or just, Jurassic Park when they lower the goat in there.
Yes, yes. But we'll bang the drums rather than going Kong. We'll just go goal. Anyway, here we go. For half the test, Gumas looked away, pretending not to notice the marauding birds. Right. For the rest, she locked eyes with the gulls to see if they would have second thoughts. She found that eye contact made the birds, quote, nervy.
Right.
Yeah. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Coming up on the show, I mentioned to you they've now put vitamin D in some sort of bread, which I always thought anytime I buy any food, they always list lots of vitamins on it anyway, particularly some of the supplements, a lot of things I inject.
Yeah.
But it's billed as a massive news story that they're thinking, but now they're actually thinking of just adding it to flour.
Oh, okay.
Vitamin D. So keep these coming in, 83936, just things you'd add to things, just to sort of save a bit of time. I'd like them to add Gaviscon into red wine, for instance.
Chips should just have salt on them.
Yes.
They should just have salt
yes.
on them.
Yes, potatoes should be salted.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe... Here's an example. Chizzo in Dis in Norfolk. Thank you very much for this, Chizzo. Or Chizzo. Diabetic sweets, just regular sweets, just add insulin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Shortcut.
Someone else says just add Tribor mints to doner kebabs.
Makes sense.
It makes none.
None of those
it just means he has a kebab and then some Tribors. Oh, for his breath. Got you. Sorry.
Right.
I was thinking of Tribor refreshers. How weird. They're adding vitamin D just to flour. They reckon it's going to cut health service bills by like 90%.
Because everyone eats bread and they'll get more vitamin
D. Yeah, it says adding
D,
vitamin D to wheat flour could prevent 10 million cases of vitamin deficiency over the next 90 years, a study has revealed. You already know how proud I am whenever I read an article talking about the problem of obesity amongst Britain's poor. That's such a thing for a nation to be proud of, that our poor are fat. That's amazing. That's so decadent, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Cut to the 30s. You see all these people with rickets
super
and they're all
skinny
yeah. and yeah. just poor. And now, great big, wealthy-looking fat people sitting there all poor and overweight. So I think we'll all give us a pat on the back.
Well done.
Okay. Anyway, lots of you have texted in to say things you'd add to things just to save save a bit of time and money. For instance, hi, gang. How about a soothing balm being added into a really hot curry?
That's a great idea.
To literally soothe your bum. That's Ant in Berkshire. Thank you very much indeed, Ant. Gav?
How about adding steroids to chicken and eggs? That's Ben from Bidford, North Devon. And I suspect Ben works out a lot.
I like to think he goes to an iron temple. Okay,
yeah.
Dave, what do you got?
We've got Optrex in lager. Thanks, Liam from Weedon.
Thank you
genius.
Very much. That's genius. Thanks, Dave. Sir Templeton.
Stephen Manchester suggests they should add small plastic bags to dog food so the byproduct comes out.
That is brilliant. Get in there.
Well, so it comes out pre-bagged.
Absolutely pre-bagged. That's
awesome.
Beautiful.
Little size, legendary pub tour.
Radio X.
Okay. He added the legendary bit, right?
He did,
because if that had been on my watch, I wouldn't have happened. And that's big sigh. A lot of neck. You're bad.
You dropped the ball there, yeah.
Could you bleep that tomorrow? So it's Little Size, beep, pub tour, whatever. Every day this week, Little Size is going to visit a pub somewhere in Britain. Better out than in.
Yeah.
As I say, after literally anything I don't want in my body departs. Hello, Little Size.
Hello, welcome to Yorkshire. Hooray! Thank you very much.
Okay, just to say, don't laugh.
I love that.
Don't.
That's proper local radio, that.
Yes, everything you do is. And I would say at the moment, now you're on the screen in the studio, we've got our the walls of the Radio X studio here in Leicester Square, heart of London's West End. I'm not talking to you at the moment, Osai. I'm talking to the listeners. Don't stop going, yeah. We've got screens right the way around the walls. It's made of TV screen.
It is.
And little Si, we can actually see him there in a pub, and he's got a Radio X microphone, Radio X t-shirt. Looks like he's got four very nice-looking people with him.
Nice
people, and they're standing by a bar in what looks like a lovely sort of wood-covered, cosy pub snug. It looks like a really traditional, beautiful English pub. So...
We are at the oldest pub in Britain, Johnny. The Tanhill Inn in Yorkshire. What? What did I say? Tallest? Well, it's not the tallest. It's the highest. It's the highest
the
pub.
The highest pub in Britain.
The highest pub in Great Britain.
How could you go in by saying oldest when it's the highest? And also what's amazing is you must have had to get there.
Yeah.
You must have noticed.
We're slap bang in the middle of the Yorkshire Dales, Johnny. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country.
All right. Yeah, everyone says that when they get to Yorkshire. It's
no,
okay.
It is.
It's okay.
It's in the middle of the Pennine Way.
Yeah, it's okay. Little side, it's okay. It's okay. I can tell you now. All this, they're still not going to like you. I know exactly what you're doing. You're doing that. And it's a beautiful part of the country, so we're so lucky. You're not Michael Aspel. This isn't Songs of Praise.
I'm with Nicola, first up, the landlady or the manager.
Hi, Nicola.
Hi, Nicola.
Hi, Nicola. Hi.
There we go. Is there anything you want to ask Nicola, anyone, guys?
Nicola, how are you putting up with him?
Oh, he's been really sweet, actually.
Don't lie. Come on.
Think twice if you can't speak in front of him,
yes,
Nicola.
Yes. Yeah. Can you say, she actually did blink twice, which is really funny. I know, he's awful, isn't he? And yeah. It's not till you're with him.
He's hard work.
He is hard work.
It's not easy to please at all.
No, and the weird thing is, it's not
is
till you...
Is
he bullying you? It's not till you're with him for about... At first, you think he can't be as bad as people say. And then as time goes on, you start to feel yourself...
Wears you down, doesn't he?
Really wound up. And thank you very much indeed, landlady, for putting up with him.
Thank you.
Can I just say, anytime you're in London, you're always welcome here in the studio. We'll give you the proper experience here, a nice guided tour. You're always welcome in Leicester Square. Bring your friends, bring your family.
I will do. I'm a huge fan, actually.
Are you? Cheers.
She bought a new car. Yeah,
just let her speak.
sorry.
I bought a new car and it had to have DAB radio so I could have listened to radio.
Clap her in.
Awesome.
You're just the best. You're the best. I love you.
Arctic Monkeys play here. They've had all sorts of bands play here.
What, you had the Arctic Monkeys in that pub?
Yeah, we had the Arctic Monkeys playing in our barn, which is a big live music venue.
Wow! That's insane! That's like going back, someone saying, we had the Rolling Stones play in the village over there.
Yeah.
We had the Dave Clark 5 round the back.
Okay. The latest ones we had were Blow Monkeys and Big Country.
Okay, I'll just start with the Arctic Monkeys there.
This
is Radio X. Johnny Vaughan. Gab, what would you have off the Titanic if you could? Any object?
I'd like one of the ice buckets.
Just
for a bit of irony. A bit of irony.
So what are you going for?
Do I have to consider water damage?
Do you know something? You turn everything into a game and it's some sort of competition.
No, you've looked
at me like we're on sort of like a something with Sandy Tosvig or something.
Because I'd like the clothes. I'd like all this.
No, you can't
dresses.
Have the clothes. They've been underwater for ages.
Right, that's
why
I'm asking, do I have to consider the damp. Water damage? In that case... The jewellery.
Fair enough.
It's a great call. It's probably the cleverest answer.
Don't say that.
No, it is.
No, look at her smiling. She's looking at me like...
Did you see how many very wealthy people were on that boat?
No, because they all took their valuables. Most of them just cleared out the safes.
Yeah, to the bottom of the sea.
No, they didn't. They cleared them all out. Think about it. They had ages.
They had ages before
it went down. All the wealthy lot got lifeboats. Believe me, there's no jewellery down there. There might be a bit of gold they're meant to be carrying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd like?
What?
Since you all asked me.
Go on.
I just like, in my kitchen, I just like to have all the crockery in my kitchen.
It's probably really nice crockery.
They have recovered some. It's great.
Deco.
I'd like it all with the White Star Line Titanic. And so anyone gets some of it, they suddenly notice it and they just go, is this from the top? I think, I bought a load of it.
I've got a load more in the cupboard.
Yeah, it's no big deal. Radio X. A tycoon is spending his money as a tycoon should.
Okay.
And
on
this
what?
Is...
On what?
Underground car park in the middle of London.
No.
Volcano Lair.
Yes!
Come on! And I guessed. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
No, that's not quite. Funny enough, it's not quite what it is, but that's Martin's suggestion.
Ah.
You've almost cheese saladed Martin of Hot Tap fame.
Oh.
Martin's Hot Tap. Okay, that's enough. A new river will flow through London as part of the refurbishment of one of Britain's most expensive homes. John Cordwell, who sold his Phones For You mobile phone company for $1.5 billion.
Uh-huh.
God, I'd love that.
Would you? What would you do with that?
Well, I mean, as you know, I'm already, you know, as rich as creases. I don't even use the earnings from this. As you know, I'm the only person in here who is a gentleman broadcaster. I work for free. Everything I earn here, as you know, goes to charity. I don't have to do this.
Of course.
Sure. But someone's got to.
Sure. Yes.
Someone's got to amuse the
public
people.
Public service, yeah.
Yeah, it's a public service. It's part. That's what I do. Otherwise, I'm just loafing about at home and annoying my housekeeper, Wendy. But, Sorry, Mrs. Deals. Do you know, have you met Wendy Deals?
Deals.
She's my new housekeeper, yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, Mrs. Norwich went. But wait for this. John Cordwell, who sold his Phones For You mobile phone company, 1.5, he's installing a river through the dining room of the two Mayfair mansions he's merged into one.
Ooh. So you're calling it a river. I presume it's bigger than just...
No, Gav, it's deep enough. It's going to have fish. No, it's not a pond. It flows through and then back out the house. He's diverting an existing thing. It's going right way through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Taking a piece of Thames.
The river will be... No. There's about 30 rivers in London, Gav.
Are there?
Don't be naive. Yeah. They're all underground all the time.
Okay, right.
So all the time. They've had to sort of make them part of your waterworks. So they're not just flood. But there's about...
Okay, right.
I think it's about... How many rivers are there? It's about 90-something.
There's a lot.
There's
a lot of rivers.
That's an official. You can,
and that's
you can
coming from the news
that.
Department. You can take
there
that.
Is a
you
lot
can take that to the bank.
Of underground
yeah,
rivers.
Yeah, thanks for
London.
That. A spokesman for Global News said there was a lot.
A lot of those rivers.
I haven't counted them all, but okay. I know there's a lot.
Anyway, the river will be deep enough for fish to entertain guests, which is interesting.
That is weird. Do they have dinner parties as well?
I don't know. Juggle.
Yeah.
And juggle fish. Juggling fish.
Do they have to do auditions?
I don't know. But. He's one of them. He's imported some very special cheese fish.
What?
What?
I don't know. I made them up. I made them
up.
The river will be deep enough for fish to entertain guests in the Thai-themed dining room, inspired by his favourite cuisine. But I'm just wondering, it's Britain's most expensive home, which presumably actually is not quite true, because that one that was sold just by Buckingham Palace to that other rich guy must be. Anyway, the point is... I thought, what would I have as a natural feature if I was loaded?
If you could afford to have a natural phenomenon in your house.
Sure. Now, Gav, you said you wanted...
A tornado alley.
An alleyway with tornadoes.
With a little sort of... Just a small tornado going up and down, like a corridor.
Like an alley.
And you could go in there and enjoy yourself.
It's its own corridor.
Close the door.
No, he's not.
If you need to cross that corridor?
He's not like America. Then you get
to have some fun.
This is a house, not a trailer. It's not going to cause him any... He's not in America.
I'm a billionaire.
He's a billionaire. He's going to build a sturdy passage. It'll withstand... You don't build a tornado alley unless it can withstand tornadoes. That's not an alley. That's rubble.
Fine. I'm going with a snow room.
A snow
room? It's been taken.
What? By who?
Someone in the office said it.
Yeah. In fact,
our leader, Matt, said
yes.
that.
Oh. Yes,
Matt Devlish.
Yeah.
Oh, can I have my own little Caribbean beach?
Yeah.
You can have a beach. Yes, that's okay.
You're going to have waves, though. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wanted a cloud.
A cloud?
Just a cloud. Just on top of the stairs, at the top of the stairs.
Why?
Because as you go up the stairs, you go through clouds.
It's just going to get annoying. You're going to get damp every time.
No, it's quite good, quite bracing.
You could pretend you're walking in the fells.
Yeah. Also, I want in the cloakroom, every 5 minutes, hail.
Again, why?
In the loo. It stops people from dilly-dallying in the loo.
Loitering in the loo,
yes.
Yeah.
I want hail.
Take a brolly in with you.
Yes, you could do, yes. It's one of, if it's a decent cloakroom, there should be a stock of them.
Well, when someone asks you for the loo, you say yes, just over there and give them a brolly.
Yes, there you go. So hail. Someone suggested, another suggestion from our leader. He wanted, as you go up the stairs, there is landslide warnings. And you might get rocks falling. We also had a brilliant suggestion.
Destructive stuff.
Martin went for, Martin's was a volcano.
Yeah.
A real one. They used drilling right down.
Right.
Gav, you wanted them to tell him to turn the...
Oh, yeah, turn the northern lights.
Yes.
Who's been switching the northern lights off again upstairs?
He wants northern lights.
Just the northern lights.
In the attic.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
Who is it? Oh, Big Size suggested he wants a geezer By that he means, obviously, the Nazi doesn't. Oh, yeah. Jesus,
just not a dog.
I'm like a force of nature, they say. I'm that powerful.
I'll buy yourself.
I'll buy yourself.
Oh, on that tip, a hot thermal spring. Be nice, wouldn't it? Jump in that.
Yeah, save you money on heating.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So those are the sort of things you can have in your house. So 83936, please. It's 4 till 7 hangouts. Joe, what did you want?
Thunder bedroom.
Oh, a thunder bedroom. That's fantastic. That's genius. We've got genuine lightning as well.
And the earth would move.
Yep.
And the thunder just a bit after the lightning to give a bit of warning. Just
and this is where all the thunder but happens.
But
yeah. Amazing.
Hard to ensure.
Very hard. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. A fire rainbow. So Dan, Dan, it's got to exist, mate.
Well, I like his
But he
ambition,
says it's the
though.
Perfect mixture of danger and beauty. Thank you very much, Dan. Someone wants a tsunami in their swimming pool.
That's, yeah.
Surfing, again, you're quite an edgy crowd.
Yeah.
Someone wants a walk-in glacier.
That's Charles
Which I
George,
thought was
yeah,
really
one, yeah.
Let's clap that one.
That's a nice,
nice
one.
Jerome from Daventry wants a volcano in the toilets. I suppose, yeah. I mean, the generally, just I guess, just stay where you are and get a vindaloo. Someone says they'd like a Nordic fjord room, which would be really good. But he says a really eggy one.
Yeah, that's a weird detail.
That's Scott from Stoke. It wouldn't be bad though if you had ice there and you could actually do ice fishing.
Yeah,
just go in. Someone said they'd have. I love this. This is so nicely put, and this is the quality of listener we have. It's kind of it's life affirming. This, you ready?
Yeah.
I'd have an ancient woodland in the bedroom. It's for resting. That's Ian. Thank you very much, Ian. Someone else says they simply want a black hole and then they can just throw all that in there and it'll never be seen again.
I like that.
That's better than storage, isn't it?
Better than garbage
Fantastic.
Disposal.
Fantastic. Thank you so. Do you know what? Thank you so much for all these. They are brilliant.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap. Thank you. Thank you. For over 5 years. Which inspired our feature...
Martin's hot tap, he needs a brand new one. But he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap, been broken for so long. But what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
Thank you so much, Tom and the lads from Ladbroke Grove. They recorded that while on a stag. Please, your stag night, hen night renditions. Oh. Any occasion, birthday, wherever you're gathered.
What a compilation album that would make.
What I'm trying to say to you is don't think you've got to be in a choir. Like no. Tom, obviously, and the lads thought.
Yeah.
You know, they thought, you know what, we don't have to be. It'll get on air, and it will. Then you can say, no, we've had a tune on. I've sung on, no, I've had a tune on national radio. Literally, I don't always. Do you know, I go past these buskers and stuff, Gavin?
Yeah.
Thinking, what are you doing? What are you? You could be having national airplay.
That's right.
Why are you messing around?
They're lazy. They're just lazy.
They're lazy. Yeah.
Tom and the lads.
And that's why they're busking.
That's right. And that's why Tom's on the radio.
Yes. That's why. Exactly right.
He got his act together.
That's why he's had a great stag with the lads, and he's now on national radio.
Yeah.
And why they're busking down there and not probably... They don't like it. You never see a busker who looks like he's been on a stag night, do you?
No, they don't enjoy themselves.
Interesting, interesting. Right. Sunter? Interesting.
Very.
Interesting. Very.
Very.
Yeah. Sunter, don't look put out like you're part of the busking community, all right?
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, fair enough. I love that. Look at that. Look at that.
Well,
you see
I'm
that? Look
not.
At,
yeah, yeah.
See that? Look at her eyes like coals.
She snubbed an entire
look at her
industry
eyes,
there, yeah.
Like coals in the snow.
Work. I have no musical ability, sir.
Yeah, you do. You love musicals.
Yeah, I do love a musical.
Right.
I can't play any.
Well, your musical ability is you seem to be able to get tickets for any of them.
It's true. It's true.
As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be asked to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. Hashtag MHT, hashtag CBA, can't be asked. What did you call Sunter earlier, Gav?
I can't remember.
Ticket Whisperer.
The
Ticket Whisperer.
She is.
She gets tickets from anything.
She gets tickets to anything, usually from.
And I don't know what your leverage is, because I'll tell you what, it's certainly not your news background. You're using us here on the 4 till 7 thing. Because I'll tell you something, the others don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel dirty and used?
A little bit.
I do, yes. Yes, I do, Sunter.
Yeah.
Quite like it, actually. Gav, what you got?
This one's from Kevin in Lisburn. Last year,
The washing machine in our utility room was replaced, and the new one moves when it's on the spin cycle.
My neighbours does that upstairs. It's driving me
walks
mad.
Walks along the floor, yeah.
Unless they're particularly vigorous.
Instead of getting down and adjusting the feet, I discovered that wedging an empty shoebox between it and the wall was just enough to stabilise it. It also means the tray of random household items sitting on the top of the machine doesn't fall off.
Nice.
Lovely work.
Do you know what I love about that? Is adjusting legs of things. Yeah. I know they say, it goes on for years. Mm. You can keep going round.
Because once you do one, you've got to do the other one.
It doesn't work. You think it doesn't. It's not that simple. But a shoebox down the back.
Sorted. Yeah.
Dr. Sinner Templeton, what you have for me?
Mark in Swindon sent this in. He says,
thank you, Mark.
I had a toilet cistern that wouldn't fill up properly, but a shower hose that was just the perfect length to reach it. Therefore, I could fill the cistern and flush the toilet. My partner and I just used the ensuite shower. Could not be asked to fix it.
Fantastic.
We've moved out now, so it's someone else's problem.
Excellent.
Tap it in, and that's the key phrase. Let's add that as a hashtag, someone else's problem.
That should be the perfect ending to any
decent.
Yeah.
Now,
what's even
better is a friend of mine knows the people that moved into the flat, and they're still, you know. Oh.
That would be great if we could get one that someone inherited and still uses.
Man. Yeah, when you sell your place. Oh, and this is how this you flush the toilet.
I love
that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, ready for this?
Go on.
It's from Ash and Knotts. Thank you very much indeed, Ash. Johnny, to allow our oven door to create a seal, we routinely prop it shut with a standard soft sweeping brush. To get the correct angle, we have to brace it against the adjacent worktop. Now, we've seen this before.
Yes.
I think it was Dominic, and he had
a didgeridoo
wedged in between. But get this. This is what you're going to love here. There's a detail here, which is a thing.
I think the didgeridoo had to be in a trainer.
Yes, it did. You're absolutely right.
I think it did, to get purchased on the floor.
Just to get that extra inch. You're exactly right. Get this, yeah?
Go on.
The family have to limbo under it to get to tea, and they've been doing it for 9 months. It's actually really good fun.
Kidding.
Wow.
So they go in there, they all limbo under the thing. Let's clap that in.
That's awesome.
And that is the hot tap spirit that made this country great.
It is.
Little Size, legendary pub tour.
Radio X.
Today he's at the Cladder Ring in Hendon, trying to describe well-known Irish and Northern Irish acts to the landlord, Finbar. You've got 60 seconds to get 10 bands. 60 seconds to get 10 bands. No passing. Let's cross the little sign now, who's about to attempt his challenge.
Yes, John, could I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Here we go. Right. In the alphabet, it goes S-T...
U.
Yeah, and then it's a number after one.
U2.
Yep. Okay, I like this with my turkey, roast turkey.
Cranberries.
Yes. Okay, opposite of over.
Under.
Yes, and it's...
Undertones.
Yes, okay. When you go skiing, you ski on...
Ice?
Nah, it's white. It's white,
snow.
It's on the mountain, yes. And if I get lost on the mountain, there's possibly a people come out to rescue me.
Yes.
And or I go out on...
Mary Black?
No. Okay, hang on. I'm going out, I'm in the army. I go out on... to check out the place, to check out if anyone's there. Is that it? Oh, I only got three.
Three.
The last one was Snow Patrol. Oh, Finbar, I'm so sorry. That was terrible.
Yes, it was.
Awful.
Do you know what's really nice? Yeah?
It's a bank holiday Thursday.
What it really is, it's like, I mean, honestly, you'd almost take it over the two GGs.
Oh,
Do you know what? It's brilliant about it. Is at first I thought, oh, God, he's going to do it. But I was watching the clock, and then I realised it just slipped away literally after number three, didn't it?
That's
you sort
it,
of
yeah,
thought,
yeah.
There is no way he's going to do that.
He was really trying to save
25 seconds and three in, and then he hit Snow Patrol, and my God, he really did. He got caught in the snow. He really did. But he started waffling about...
He won't want to see that back again.
Waffling about people looking for you on mountains and the army. And, it was truly pathetic. But some really good live... floundering.
Yeah.
And also really easy ones as well.
Oh,
these weren't challenging.
Oh, no.
I mean, he managed to span just you two out for about 20 seconds. It's extraordinary.
How did he manage that?
I mean, I'd have just gone, not me, but... Yeah. And then you got it. But no, he has to go, in the alphabet, ST. Then you, and the guy's going, what? And sometimes alphabets can be tricky if you plunge straight in.
Yeah, that's
I'll
right.
I'll write that down, Joe.
Okay.
Yes, it was pathetic.
This is Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan.
Right, are you ready for this?
Go on.
This is a very quick story for you. Very quick. A groom who fell 12 feet down the stairs on his wedding night.
Yeah.
He's put in a coma.
What?
Yeah. He was helping a hotel porter carry gifts at McDonald's House in West Lothian. He fell through a gap and then he fractured his skull, broke his back. He's now walking here. But the thing is, right? So that's good news. He's fine, right?
Okay.
Just in case everyone's looking at me like, where's the feel good?
Yeah.
There is no feel good in the story.
Right.
It gets even worse. Get this. He'd forgotten he was married.
Oh, no.
Imagine being the guy who broke that one to him. Gave him the bad news. It's almost like if they said, you know, I mean, what? After you've told a man that, it's like, what's the good news? How did he feel, man? I can't imagine breaking it to a guy. I really can't. I mean, there's lots of things if you work in the emergency services,
yeah,
or nursing. You can train people to
there
break.
Is training for that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah,
isn't there
is, yeah, but go.
No man can be prepared.
But you go, I'm afraid I've got some very bad news for you indeed.
Radio X.
Listen to this for a glimpse of how wonderful the future could be. A cricket match got the go-ahead after a soggy pitch was dried out by a helicopter. Get this. The covers were on at Castle Carey in a match against Hulsh and Langport. So this isn't a big game, right?
No. A local game.
Yes, it seemed local. It seemed unlikely to go ahead. But the Dorset and Somerset Air Ambulance, they landed on the field to treat a patient nearby. Right. And afterwards, someone said, oi, you know you going round there, the rotors going round, that's taken all the water off the pitch. Could you hover for a bit?
Well, they stayed and did a bit more.
They stayed above the pitch and just
that's
hovered.
A giant dryer.
And they just hovered and they just dried the
that's
pitch
That's awesome.
Out. Right.
Well, hang on. Has anyone thought of this before?
No. I mean, I'm surprised that he's just Wimbledon. Yeah, he's everywhere. He built the sodding roof.
That's insane.
It's unbelievable. If it's that easy, just get a great big fan there and dry it out.
Formula One, they always, right. Yeah.
They hardly got to play anything at Lords no. last week, did they, because
no.
of the rain?
That's right, yeah. All English sport is ruined. It turns out all you need...
Is the Air Force.
Is just right, they've got millions of these helicopters not doing anything.
Just waiting, yeah.
Rescuing hapless canoeists off
and
the coast of Cornwall.
Is it a national emergency?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Well, no more than this one is. Yeah. But I'm thinking... You know, we've got, the armed forces have got all this gear and very little regulation. They're subject to martial law.
Right.
A while ago, I was listening to an interview with someone, this is the kind of guy I am, who just come back from Afghanistan, and he had to go and work again at University College Hospital, which is a very good hospital in Nottingham.
Yeah.
But he'd just done lots of kind of gunshot stuff and things out yeah. in Afghanistan. He reckoned he'd had as much experience in 2 weeks there as he'd get in 5 years in Nottingham. And thank yeah. God that's the case.
Yes.
But he said what he missed was the kind of power he had in the military. He didn't have
just
to
make decisions.
You know, just lie there, yeah. sit down, yeah. shut up.
Stitch him up.
Right, yeah. Take his leg. It's yeah. just going around. It just was no hassle.
Getting on with it.
Yeah, getting on with it. And he said it was just bliss not to have to worry about everyone's feelings in a yeah. health service and think it was sensitively. Yeah. And I'm thinking, how many of society's problems could be solved by the military? No, I'm just saying in this capacity. Like, for instance, you want to take a house down.
Yes, use a tank.
Use a tank. Exactly.
And give them something
precision
to do.
Bombing. Drones.
Do you think a tank driver would enjoy driving through a house?
Gav, yes.
I think we'd have volunteers.
Only if you asked. But even moving house, just to take the whole thing. Caravans, littering
the lot.
On the road down to Cornwall. Just like, airlift the lot
yes.
down there.
All caravanning could be airlifted. That's
car
brilliant.
Washing, the fire service.
I like
just
that.
Through. Yes.
There's lots of work needing doing on the railways.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
really
Gav.
Genius.
Yeah.
Delayed, HS2 might
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, delayed trains. And how are you going to solve that with anything the army's got?
Well, and the gulls, they need droning.
The gulls, man. Drones for gulls.
Drones for gulls.
Because then I guess it's not a human doing it in that
yes,
way.
Yes, exactly.
The drone did it.
Yeah.
Anyway, 83936, your suggestions for how the military could help us out in just everyday life. Earlier on in the show, I told you about a cricket match that was so waterlogged was the pitch they couldn't play. Luckily for them, someone was seriously injured nearby.
Yeah.
And an air ambulance came in, used the cricket ground to land on, which drove the water out from underneath the pitch.
Yeah.
So very kindly, in this local cricket game, the air ambulance agreed to hover above the pitch for about a minute, 2 minutes.
A couple of minutes.
Because it's very hard on the as you know, you don't want to hover for too long in aircraft because that's what's really, it does the damage.
Right.
It'll burn an engine out.
Okay.
No sweat. And hard work that, Kev. You want to get high.
Right.
Anyway, not like that. And it drove all the water out. So, real result
perfect.
For them.
Yeah.
So, I was asking, well, how would you help? Would you like the military or the government to help you out with their kit in circumstances like that? John, sort a Harrier jump jet and a pilot out to pick me up in the morning so I can have an extra hour lie-in before work, please. That's from Dan. Also, I love the idea of the military helping with everyday life. Instead of Tesco home delivery, what about a Chinook airdropping supplies once a fortnight?
Love that.
That's from Johnny Steele.
Your shopping coming in with parachutes coming off it.
Gav, what do you got?
Middle lane hoggers could be winched to the correct lane by Chinooks. That's Steve in Yorkshire.
A lot of people wanting Chinooks to get involved in it. Well,
and a lot of lane hoggers being targeted here, literally in some cases. But I think Chinooks is a more humane solution.
Johnny, RAF to precision bombing to finish my bloody fish pond. They've been digging for 6 weeks and they're still digging. Regards, Len.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Okay, here, you ready for this? This is about Mercedes.
Okay.
Actually, no. I'm going to do Crazy Cat Ladies because we don't know any of them.
No.
Okay, we just debunked the myth of practice not making perfect. Mm. It just does to people who really haven't got talent in an area, who have to work so hard, and they're thinking,
that's
sure,
what it is,
that's
yeah.
all everyone does. They don't realise it's the two together. And generally, you tend to practice at something if you're enjoying it.
That's
and the
right.
more you've got that natural...
Get a reward, yeah.
Yeah, but then again, you get people like, sport at belly. Anyway, get this. So this is the second thing we're debunking in almost half an hour.
Unbelievable.
The stereotype of the so-called crazy cat lady being disproportionately depressed, anxious or alone is wrong, according to research.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently. Not that Sunta's that kind of, because she's very sociable.
Yeah.
But she's still a crazy cat lady. So I'd say she's already debunked
don't
that myth.
I think I'm a crazy cat lady because I have a cat.
And you're crazy.
Don't call Gavin a crazy cat man.
No, but hold on.
Wrong.
He's
a crazy cat man. I think he's crazier than you.
But you are also a crazy cat.
Yeah.
Who happens to be a lady.
Yeah, she's a crazy cat.
Yeah,
hang on
exactly.
a minute. Now you're bringing punctuation.
yeah, right. Crazy cat. It's like eat, shoots and leaves, right?
Right.
It is, yeah.
Crazy cat,
yeah.
comma, lady.
Yeah. yeah. If you spell it with a K, then it sounds even more cartoon.
Crazy cat lady.
okay.
Anyway,
the myth is debunked.
Yeah, I think you already debunked it.
Thank
because,
you.
Because you're not... disproportionately depressed, you're one of the cheeriest people I know, yep. anxious or alone.
No, no, you don't do either of those.
And I also disagree with the one that says, you know, cats, you know, like tattoos, the more you have, the crazier you are. You got one cat and a load of tats.
Yeah.
Cats and tats.
Cats and tats.
Great name for a pub. Yeah.
She's all tats, one cat.
That's your trouble in it, Cinta.
Cats you're, and tats.
You're all tats and one cat. Oh, I know that, Cinta Templeton.
I'll see you down the cats.
Yeah, that's your trouble, Cinta. You're all tats and one cat.
That is my future there. I'm opening that bar.
Definitely.
Cats and tats.
Well, tats, cats and tats.
Yep.
You've got to be very careful with this one. Because listeners in Bristol will be thinking, what are they talking about?
oh, Joe.
It's like when we were talking, I had a debate ages ago, and I was doing another radio show, and there was a listener in Bristol texting and say, it sounds kind of strange, this in Bristol, when we were debating whether Dolly Parton had tats.
Mm. Right, yeah.
Because apparently lots of people say she's covered.
Covered in tattoos.
Massive tats.
Yeah.
And someone said, I've got to tell you, in Bristol, this debate would be really weird. Anyway, owners did not report... This is going back to the cat owner thing. So, cat owners did not report adverse mental or social problems any more than those with dogs or no pets at all. This was despite the fact that cats and cat owners are regularly ascribed negative personality traits. I think what it is, it's probably to do with people who go on and on about their cats.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. But that'd be true if you were going on and on about your garden gnomes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or your dogs. Or
your
whatever.
Bulldog,
yeah,
Jeff.
Exactly, right.
But you see, I think dog men, like, I mean, I go on about Jeff, and I'd say... I'm quite...
Crazy dog
the
man.
The concept of dog man.
No, but I think I'm wild dog man.
Dogman.
And wild dog man seeks crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
Radio X.
So, guys, I'm not. I don't want to start. I know it's Bank Holiday Thursday. I just want. I've got a feel good story for you on Bank Holiday Thursday.
Okay.
Ahead of our Bank Holiday Friday trip to Manchester. Way! Where we're going to Gorilla. Weird, I was just telling a story about
it.
Which I'm not going to tell to the boys and girls.
No.
Okay, here we go. This is a really touching story. Joe, you might want to bring the music down just a little bit, because I just love this. It's sort of life-affirming. It really is. And I say this as a man who's known the utter misery of divorce. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So I know, I've experienced, I've loved and lost. Yeah?
Yes, like Frank.
Yeah, like Frank.
Yeah.
But Gav, as Richard Nixon said in his farewell speech to the White House staff, the greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks, some disappointments, when sadness comes. Because only if you've been in the deepest valley can you know how magnificent it is to be on the highest mountain. Yeah? Now, I say this.
Did he follow Arsenal?
No, he didn't. Good. Whee! It's a lovely speech. But you know, it's my favourite ever speech, that speech.
It's a nice speech.
It's a really nice speech. Always give your best. Never be discouraged. Never be petty. Okay, ready for this? This is... So I know the deepest valley. Here's a guy who's going to be experiencing what it's like to be on the highest mountain. Again and again. Get this. A man suffering from dementia.
Yeah.
Which is a cruel and an awful condition. Anyone who's ever had a family member, it's awful.
Mm.
A man suffering from dementia has remarried his wife of 12 years because he forgot their first wedding and he just thinks she's his new girlfriend.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That is
how about
awesome.
That? It's life affirming, but it's more it's love affirming.
It really
it's the
is.
Same. It just shows you that's it didn't take all the memories and all the stuff. It's probably better.
Wow.
Bill Duncan, 71, has been with Anne, 69, for almost 20 years, but his illness meant sections of their life are missing from his memory. He rarely talks, so she was taken aback when he suddenly just proposed to her. And sitting there, do you know something?
That is a bit of a tearjerker.
He kind of says, will you marry me?
And she says,
oh my God, he doesn't know. He just loves me still. Absolutely.
He's fallen in
purely.
Love again, yeah.
And what it is, that's what I call a stick of rock truth. It goes right the way through him. It's all the bits, the sugar around, doesn't matter. It goes right through his core, the fact he absolutely loves her. And it's just, it's part, it's wrapped in his instinct and it's there and it never goes away. Nothing can detract from that.
And to him, it was just logical to propose again.
Yeah. Miss Duncan was convinced that he would forget the proposal, but he persistently asked when they'd be married. And they had the ceremony at their home in Aberdeen on Saturday. He said, we've been to a family member's wedding earlier in the month. Clearly it touched Bill as he turned to me not long after and he said, I want to be with you forever. How about that?
Oh, man.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Do you know what? Sometimes. Whew.
Radio X.
That was the 4 till 7 Thang podcast. Please tell a friend about it. Rate and review. Tell a friend about it. Rate, review it. But most importantly, tell a friend about it.
Yeah, and your enemies as well.
And your enemies. Tell everyone, actually. In fact, they don't have to be friends particularly. Tell workmates.
Yes.
Strangers.
People say, why are you in such a good mood? You go, you're not listening to the 4 till 7 Thing podcast.
Exactly.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And we'll find out, because we can connect it using social media things, technology.
Yeah, algorithms.
Algorithms. Yeah. So we'll know. And if you do well, there could be cash. I say there could be cash. There could be a lot of cash for you. Could be. Could be. You could win up to £1 million, since up to clearly includes naught.
Yes.
Okay. Don't forget to listen to the show weekdays from 4 till 7. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. That's if you want to get in touch with me.
Yeah.